Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video, amongst other things, I'm going to be talking you through totalling a data sheet. I may have done that before, but I don't think so. So rather than check, I just thought I'd make this video. Okay, so if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website, download Access 2013 DB47. Open that up. This is the fourth video in a little mini series I'm making on creating an invoicing system. And the invoicing system is going to involve running sums. So what we did in the last video was we created query I can't find it, it's query invoices extended, which we're going to turn into a data sheet. There's two things we need to do to this quickly before I forget. So put it into design view, and where it says booking ID, click on that column and go insert column, click in here. And we're going to create a calculated field called balance, which is going to be total cost minus total payments. And let's just surround that in a currency brackets and run. So we've got balance 3640. That's minus balance minus. No, that's wrong. That's wrong because they've paid more. Here they owe us money. No, we got it the wrong. I got it the wrong way round. So we want total payments minus total payments minus total costs. So let's try that. See if that's better. And it is. Yes, brilliant. Okay. And one other thing we're going to want to do is I want one of those fields at the start that always says make payment. So insert column. And builder, and we'll call the field make payment colon, and in pound signs, no, in open and close quotation marks, make payment. Okay, and just press run. So this, whatever happens here, this row will always repeat and say make payment. Simple as that. Okay, so save that. Now we're going to turn this into a data sheet by making sure you're clicked on it in the navigation pane. Go to create, more forms, and data sheet. Okay, so we've got a couple of things to do. As the title of the video is about totaling data sheets, I'm going to show you how to do that after we save it. So save it, call it form invoices extended DS. Okay, it's actually ridiculously easy. Go to home and click on totals. And you get a total row here, and you can choose what you want to total. So if you want to total this, you can sum, which I'm going to do. I can also sum total payments, and I can sum balances. It's kind of useful. We can also count the records just for a bit of fun. Okay, so this is the data sheet form. What we want to do now, something else we may want to do is, let me think. Yeah, let's add a bit of conditional formatting. So click in balance, go to data sheet, and go conditional formatting. And if the balance is in the minus, which means the hotel is owed money, we want it to be red. And if it's green, we want it to be, so and if it's in the plus, we want it to be green. So new rule, check values in the current record is compared to other records. Okay, field value is less than zero. Format is we want the back of the data sheet to be red, and we'll make the letters white so they stand out a little bit. Press OK, apply. Press OK, brilliant. And same idea, we'll say new rule. Field value is greater than zero. We want the back to be green, and we'll have white lettering again. Apply. Okay. We'll leave the zero one for later. So that's almost everything. Other things we need to do. We will need to convert that to a combo box. As we've done many times before, if you've watched any of my videos, I love nothing more than converting a text box to a combo box. That's not true. Okay, change label to guest. Go to the property sheet. Go to row source, three dots, and table guests. Add, we want guest ID, and we'll have a calculate field. We'll say last name ampersand and first name. Just take a look at the way that's structured quickly. Last name and open quotation mark, comma, close quotation, space, close quotation mark, ampersand first name. Press OK. So if we run that, we get that. Would have helped if I'd have actually given it a title, which I forgot, so I'll call it guest. Run that. So now we get that. So save and close that. So we've given the combo box some better information to work with. Change the column count to 2 and go 0, 0, comma 4. Go back to datasheet view. So we get this. So we get an actual name of a guest instead of a number. And let's move that after the invoice. Now on VAT, just click on that, go to format, percent, and the same with discount, format, percent. Okay, so save that, close that, open up form invoices, just somewhere here, there she goes, and right click, layout view, click on data sheet, click on that cross, it says DS, go to data. No, that's wrong. Click out of that, that's just straight wrong. Surely that's the subform DS. No, source object form guests DS. Okay, the gear no. Form guests DS. And we want to change the source object to form invoices extended DS. Okay, save and close that. Go to form main. Now, when we click on invoices, we've got our invoice data sheet. We're going to need to change that to a hyperlink to make a payment. We need to create a data entry form for invoices, but we're well on the way. Okay, so thank you for watching and see you next video.